CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Former President Donald Trump is safe and back at his Mar-a-Lago resort following what the FBI is calling another assassination attempt. The Secret Service opened fire at a suspect with a firearm. The Martin County Sheriff says the suspect was unarmed when he was taken into custody. CBS's Lindsay Reiser.
The man with a high-powered rifle was seen near the golf course in Florida. The person was pointing the rifle at the golf course where former President Trump was located at the time. Secret Service agents engaged the suspect, firing multiple shots. That suspect attempted to flee, but there is a person in custody. A weapon has been recovered.
For his part, Trump says he's okay, Reiser noting part of a letter his campaign just sent out.
I am safe and well. Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. I will always love you for supporting me.
President Biden and Vice President Harris were both informed and are relieved to hear Trump is okay. The incident raises new questions for the Secret Service, still reeling from the July attempt on Trump's life.
It's unfortunately surprising based upon the threat environment. Security officials have been briefing for months that election security-related threats, including threats to both candidates, are at an all-time high.
CBS News security contributor Samantha Vinograd. Trump running mate J.D. Vance continued to push claims that Haitian immigrants who have settled in Springfield, Ohio, are an example of a bad border. On CBS's Face the Nation, Vance followed up on Trump's debate comment about Haitians stealing and eating dogs and cats.
Everybody who has dealt with a large influx of migration knows that sometimes there are cultural practices that seem very far out there to a lot of Americans. Are we not allowed to talk about this in the United States of America?
Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro on CNN blasting the debunked allegations.
This is dangerous stuff. I know it started because they wanted to just distract the American people from their failed policies and their chaos. But this has now taken on a life of its own because of what they incited.
The Bridge Fire in Southern California continues to burn and has destroyed 60 homes. They're just starting to get a grasp on it. Here's Sheriff Ernie Perez.
We're not able to say specifically projecting when closed areas are going to be open and available.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote on the Right to IVF Act, a bill to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization.
We all know someone, every one of us, who has struggled to start or grow their family. So it's inconceivable that MAGA Republicans would stand in the way of taking action to ensure access to IVF isn't ripped away from millions of Americans.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, some sunshine and a high near 83. Partly cloudy, 62 tonight. Mostly sunny for Monday, highs around 85. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday. Sunny and 81 on Wednesday.
Right now, it's 87.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Director's Cut. We are here to have some fun today and get into session number 53. Your host and program director here is James J. Maloff, with my partner and our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us once again. And We are continuing our Civic series tonight.
Yeah, with this show, we continue not only the Civic series, but give you an idea of a mind that I wanted to get our different Civic Media family members out there and get you to get to know them a little bit better. So with that, we ask the best listeners in radio to welcome to the WFHR stage, Civic Media's own, the incredibly talented anchor host. You hear her do Slice of Wisconsin segments during our breaks, a true Renaissance woman and one of the greatest voices in radio. Just my opinion. Our friend Terry Barr joins us. Terry, how are you?
Wow, you guys. Now I have to live up to all of that.
Yeah. I'm good. Set the bar high, Terry.
Yeah,
we
no
set the bar high
at all.
No kidding. It's great to be here with you and all of your wonderful listeners today.
We get to hear this voice for the next half an hour, Seth. That's awesome. Terry, I appreciate you taking the time, joining us and everything. And one of the ways I like to start things off is asking people their origin story. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and your early days?
I would love to. You know, as a kid, I grew up on a dairy farm just outside of Green Bay. And I'm so proud to say that I am a daughter of a former dairy farmer. I think that's such an important thing in Wisconsin, and it's something to be proud of. The good thing about growing up on a dairy farm, both of my parents were very, very active in our community and in the state, things like Farm Bureau and other activities that would take them all over the country. So seeing them do that made me want to do that. And I just am forever grateful that my parents said, and especially to a girl on a dairy farm, that I could be or do whatever I wanted. And what I wanted to do since I was a little kid was go into radio and TV. Mm-hmm. So, so my very first radio job was when I was still in high school, and I worked at a little Shawano, Wisconsin radio station. It was an AM at the time, and before we knew what news talk was, that's what this Shawano radio station was. Cool. So that's kind of where this all began.
Wow.
Nice.
That is really, really interesting. When it comes to your parents in those early days and growing up on a dairy farm, certainly with the early hours and the work ethic that it has to be to do something like that, did you feel that you organically took in some of that work ethic and applied that to whatever all many things that you have done in your life?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the call to, why haven't you fed the calves yet? But it was also, get that job done, and then you can go do all these other things you want to do. And I was so lucky, you know. And you sometimes you think kids on a dairy farm, that's all they do. But again, my parents were so supportive of myself and my two brothers. We were all in sports. We were all in band. We were all, you know, I was a cheerleader. We all did extracurricular activities, and we all did okay in school. But I think, as you said, it goes back to that whole idea of having to be responsible by the time you can walk. You're in the barn or you're somewhere helping with all the things that your parents have to do.
You know, and Terry, one of the things, too, that I think stands out with this, and this happens, I would say, with almost every guest we've had on this show or some of the other shows we do around here, when I ask people that origin question, it so often comes back to the parents being supportive. I like to say encouragement, support, cost nothing can mean everything. And while for myself growing up, I didn't have hardly anything, I always had my mom and dad. And while I had an athlete for a father and a man who just loves and eats